Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Minnesota Chamber, as you heard with Adam and Jordan, as you heard news updates with Susie, pretty ugly numbers on the Minnesota economy. Let's just be honest. GDP, okay, we've heard about GDP and state level, federal level of measuring. Right now, Minnesota's GDP has grown just 1% annually since 2019. This is in a short period of time. Where's that rank among states? 38th for a state that loves to pat itself on the back. Not a lot of shoulder separating there, Dave Harrigan. It's well below the national average of 1.8. The growing workforce, the state's labor workforce has increased only 0.2% per year, ranking 40th nationally. Leave it again. Just wait for this. Nearly 2 job openings for every job seeker. Then we get to net domestic migration. Moving into the state, leaving the state. From 2020 to 2024, obviously that includes a fair amount of COVID, right around 48,000 more residents left Minnesota than moved here, again, 41st in the nation. Those are lousy numbers, right, Dave?
Yes, they are.
Okay. 651-461-9226. Who are you blaming? Listen, I say it a lot. I think we're an overtaxed state. And by the way, with the trifecta, we added to it. We looked at a surplus of $18 billion, and the Democrats said, oh, goody, here we go. And created programs or funded programs. And by the way, we've had multiple Republicans on, including Kurt Dowd, who will be honest and say, guess what? If we had the governor's office, if we had the House and the Senate, and we had a significant surplus, we wouldn't have done what they did because we didn't agree with those programs or many of those programs or some of those programs, but we would have probably overreached too. But it's hard to look at these numbers and not blame the Democrats, since they mainly have been running the show. Right?
They can't escape, Wayne.
They can't. Because you know, Tim Walz, if these numbers were more flattering, more favorable, I don't care what country's in right now, there'd be a Governor Walz statement talking about one Minnesota. We work together. So Tim Walz and the Democrats have to be at the top of the list, right?
Yes.
How are they not?
When you're the party that's been in power, specifically the years they had the trifecta,
yeah,
you don't get to pass that buck.
Right. And, you know, you had the split in the House, but the way it all worked, when the Democrats foolishly didn't show to work for, what was it, a month? I forget how long. And in the end, to the late Melissa Hortman's credit, she finally agreed to allow Lisa Damus to be speaker. To be honest, those are more policies, more bipartisan than I agree. And those are the type of ones I agree with more than the trifecta. Okay? I think philosophically we're too taxed. We're too regulated. Now, a lot of people say, guess what? That's why we're better in schools. That's why we're so fill in the blanks. I'm not sure we're as high. In fact, I know I'm sure. We're not as high in a lot of those areas as we used to be.
Start with schools.
Yeah. So if I'm Damoth, I'm Robbins, I'm Qualls, take your pick. These numbers are prominent against Tim Walz because we'll have a governor-elect at this point next year. What do you want to say about these numbers? Who do you want to blame, and why are they happening? And tell me why Tim Walz and the Democrats aren't on top of the list when they've been mainly running the show for a number of years in a row. 651-461-9226. For most people, when they end up talking to their agent who helps them out with a car or a condo or a cabin or a house or a boat, whatever it might be, those aren't good times because something bad has happened. You're the one who caused an accident. Somebody ran into you. Weather caused something to take place. So I'm not saying every interaction with Amber Scholl is going to be sweet and kind, because sometimes you need an agent to be there. She's there all the time. She's with American Family. So this isn't just, hey, the guy around the corner has cobbled something together. American Family is, to quote the late, great Bernsey, big knocker place. But you want a local office. You want a team. Amber has that. TeamScholl.com. SCHOLL.com. Feel confident about what you have. When you reach out to TeamScholl.com, they'll get back to you, hopefully give you a better policy, or you'll feel better about what you have. Don't wait. Do it today. I've been using this office for 35 years. That's how much I believe in it. TeamScholl.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Among the texts, there you go again, Chad, you liberal weenie, smiley face. Great text. Yeah, where are all the folks, liberal this, liberal that, when we just did 7 minutes talking about the GDP numbers? By the way, nobody tells me what subjects I'm required to discuss. Dave and I talk about it. We both saw this. We brought it up intentionally because these numbers are awful. And when one party is running the show, and when one party was defending for a lot of this, their own party running it at the federal level, then they got to take a huge part of the blame. The show's not afraid of praising or criticizing either side, and also acknowledging that character should matter. Okay, and that was my point with Trump earlier. But on this one, let's stay with this one. If you're running the show and you're now ranking in these important categories, Dave, 38th, 40th, and 41st, and you've been the governor this entire time, and with your compatriots basically running the House and Senate, how are you not right in the middle, right at the front of responsibility? It's inescapable, right? Yeah.
Yes, and the GOP now has something else to talk about besides fraud over the next year leading up to the election. Because how do you not parade these numbers out in every single ad you do?
You go with these numbers and fraud, 1 and 2, right? Then you go with fatigue. And you say, let's try. Are you satisfied with 38th, 40th and 41st, and a lot of other these programs are going to start to kick in. I've said it before. If the Republicans don't win next year, they should be embarrassed.
Boarded up.
I don't know if it's time to start over completely, because he did win by 7 points, but he is a beleaguered candidate since then. Indisputably, he doesn't have the same popularity, and over and over again, you can see a lot of independents who are saying, really? Explain to me the fraud. Explain to me the GDP numbers. Because they're on him. They're on him. Now, how long do we say? Like, can we go to 50 here? How long do we say if Damuth jumped in, she would be the leader? And we kind of knew but couldn't say it. We were hinting that with Rochelle that time. And then I went to see my kid get married. She should be the favorite at this point, right?
Yes.
Let's see how she handles that, because there are, now they have a couple quality people, I think, in that race. Zero exemptions. That's our topic early next hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.